And we'll get to the first question as soon as we have one here. Who's going to be first? How about to you? Go ahead, Cleve.
Oh, hi. Who am I on with?
This is Josh Hurd we have here, Cleve.
Oh,
sorry.
Josh, hey, Josh. Yeah. Tell me about the, first of all, going into the break, down 1-0, what was said in the dressing room about, you know, they shut you guys down pretty good in that first half. What did you guys talk about coming out into the break leading to your goal?
Yeah, nothing was really said. It was just there's a belief in that locker room that we're going to come out and win games, and that's all it is to it, Cleve. We knew we could come out and score 2 goals, and that's what we came and did.
Great. And on the tying goal for York, what do you think was the breakdown? You know, with 8 minutes left in regulation time, what do you think happened there?
For the game, we had a bit of a lapse. We need to get better at closing out games. But credit to York, they didn't give up either. They came back and scored too. So,
thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Cleve.
Thanks very much, Cleve. Next question to you, Matias Flores. Go ahead.
Hi, Josh. Yeah, well, you did a fantastic game today, but maybe it was more difficult to you to associate with Manny or Chung than the last game. Do you agree with that? Did Russell propose you a hard duel?
I trusted my teammates, and we do what we've been working on all preseason, and we didn't get the win today, but we build on this. We go on Sunday.
Thank you.
Do you have a follow, Matias?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next question to you, Martin. Go ahead.
Josh, you were a bit of an emotional engine for your club today, giving Pacific a lift there. Could you just speak to your own confidence in your play in year two with this club?
Yeah. I mean, I put in a lot of work this preseason, and I want to let it show this season. And I feel like I have these last 2 games, and I'm going to keep doing that. As long as I'm on the field, I'm going to keep working.
Just also, if you could comment on, you know, the physicality in this match, a lot of yellow cards doled out, seemed to slow your club down in that first half. How did that affect your style of play, the physicality that York brought to this game?
Yeah, I mean, all credit to York. They brought a physicality, and to be fair, we were quite physical as well. And I think maybe we could do a little bit better job of matching that. But like I said before, we just got to keep building on what we did good today, and we build that and we bring it to Sunday.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Martin. Next question to you, James. Go ahead.
Thank you. Josh, Paul has talked about how this is a family club. I'm always curious how different people see that. Can you tell us what it is about this group that brings you so close together?
Yeah, we're a family, man. And Paul does a very good job of making sure we're together. And, you know, we do everything together. And you can see how close we are when we celebrate. We're all together. We're smiling. And I think that kind of speaks for itself.
And can you just walk us through what you saw on the 2 goals today? I know one was an own goal, but I think you played a big part in it.
Hey, the second was an own goal?
I'm not sure what officially it's going to be going down as, but
on this call we can get so I can credit it was my goal.
All right, there was 2 goals for you today. We'll put it that way.
Just putting the ball in the right places, and you know, when you put the ball in the right places, good things happen. So that's what I wanted to do, and it ended up going my way for me today. And for twice, let's get that check there.
Perfect. Congrats on the brace.
Thanks very much. Looks like that's all for you, Josh. Thanks very much. Thank all you. Right. Send Paul along.
Sorry, fellas, Josh made this.
Paul always needs a chair without sweat. Hi, Paul. Yeah, you too. All right, first question for Paul goes to you, Cleve. Go ahead.
Hi,
Hi, Pa. How you doing? Hey, Jimmy Brennan said he thought his group did a really good job against your guys' high octane offense in the first half. What did you tell the guys in the dressing room at halftime to get on track?
I mean, for me, it was just I have so much belief in this group, and I know what they're capable of. So, I mean, it was just them finding themselves again and finding who we are again just to play football. I think York did a great job by taking us off of how we played. To be fair to them, they were very disciplined. They were physical, and we gotta expect that more of ourselves because we also have physical team. But I think they took us out of our game in the first half, and that should not be happening.
And what can you say about Josh? I mean, you know, he gets you level and then ahead with the, you know, not credited to him, but you know, the goal is caused by him. You know, you look at own goals, and if they're pressured or if they're, you know, the true own goals. What do you say about the play? He was selected among the four to the all-week team, you know, after the win against HFX, but he should have been on the bubble there. What can you say about Josh Hurd's play in the early going here after two games?
I mean, Josh has been incredible since he came in last year within this group. I mean, he's from the island, and this is his club, and he's shown it throughout this leadership on and off the field, and every day he comes to work, it's a great pleasure to work with him, because everything he does, he put his heart and soul into it. His energy,
go ahead.
And his energy is unmatched, and as well as the way he played the game, you know, he will give you all he have, and today he scored two goals, and when we needed it most, so I think he played a terrific game that he played. No, all credit to him for all the hard work that also he put through this year.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Cleve. Next question to you, Martin. Go ahead.
Coach, you mentioned York taking you out of your game today. Just what do you see as Pacific needing to do differently against an opponent like this? Whether it's the physicality, whether it's a formation thing, finding ways to get your creators with more space and opportunities.
If I tell you, then everybody is going to take notice of that. We know what we need to do for, we need the videos again, and we go through the things that we could do better that we didn't do today. And one of them was winning the second balls. I think today we were also a little bit passive. Today was a game where I thought that we were a little bit passive, and that was unlike us as a team. But the most thing that I'm really proud of is the resilience to come back after being 1-0 down, you know, to come out in the second half and get two goals up. No, and then it's how do we manage the game. But overall, I'm proud of these boys because, like I said, it's 9 months ago since they played professional games, so it takes a little bit of time. But the hard work that they put through the off season and where they are right now, I'm massively proud of them. And even though it's a tie, I can sense and they know that there was more to get out of this game. But we move on. In over 2 days, there's a new game.
D.A.D. Napsi gave your club some problems today on that left side. You opted before the match to start Caden Chung at left back rather than right back. You had Kunle Dataluk there on the right. Could you just speak to that decision and how you thought Kunle Dataluk fared on the right side there?
I mean, for us, it's next man up mentality. And we were unfortunate with Chris Lee getting injured. Jordan Hayes is coming right from an injury. And if he was 100% fit, I would have played him and played Caden right. But I have fully confidence in Caden playing left back, but I also have confidence in Dataluk, and I thought he did very well for his first game, and he will build up that confidence off. But for us, we have a squad, and we can rely on every player, because anybody that we put in would do a great job. So it was Abdul Samaki today. He played also a very, very good game there at center back, also ending up as a left back. So we have a lot of versatile, but the decision was because Christy was injured, you know. And Jordan Moore is not fully 100% to go. So there's no other thing. But anybody that stepped up did a fantastic job. I'm very proud of the boys. Even though it's a tie, I know some of them are feeling as a loss. But we move on. We learn from this one.
Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. Next question to you, Matthias.
Hi, Coach. Well, today it was difficult to keep the position of the ball. Considering your players' skills in the midfield, do you think that would give you the 3 points?
Excuse me? I didn't hear you.
Well, the position of the ball is key for your game, right? Today was hard to keep the ball on your possession.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could have done a far better job keeping the ball in. And that's what I say, all credit to York. You know, they came out the first half flying. They won the second ball, which is also a big part of our game. I think overall, like I said, the first half was a half that we maybe needed to wake up. But the second half, we did a little better job. But the game management is something that we, on both sides of the ball, that we could have done better today. But like I say, all credit to the boys to come back being 1-0 down, to go ahead and still have the chances to finish the game. But I think
thank you.
Thanks, Matthias. And last question to you, Benjamin Steiner, go ahead.
Hi, Pa. Thanks for doing this. Lucas McNaughton, he's been a pretty solid guy for you throughout your time with Pacific as well before under the first coach. What have you seen from Lucas this year and sort of building off his Island games?
I mean, for the past 2 years, I've seen Lucas. I've seen CPL. He's showing it right now. In these two games, he's been playing like a heart of a lion. He's given everything, and he got the assist today. When everybody around was getting a little bit tired, you know, he was energizing his teammates. You know, he was being a rock solid at the back, and he's the player that I believe possesses those qualities, and he's showing it again today. The first game he had a great game, and today he was very excellent. So he just got to keep up building up this confidence that he has right now, and the way he is in his mindset is fantastic. So we're truly happy to have him. I do believe that there's more performance out of him.
Thanks, Ben. Do you have a follow-up?
No follow-up. Thanks so much, Pa.
Okay. That said, I would like to wish everybody a happy Canada Day, as well as let's keep raising the awareness and let's keep showing love for the First Nation and the Indigenous people. Let's use today, these days as well, to have the conversation we need to have for the nation of Canada, so we all can prosper and get better. All right? Because it's very important. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Pa. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific, against Forge. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tricia.
Bye, guys.